This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. The life in which we live in is a life that Allah has made to be a life of test and trial and tribulation. And so each and every single one of us, Allah has tested them with different kinds of trials. He makes us go through certain kinds of hardships and calamities, such as the loss of a loved one, or an illness, or a disability, or a financial crisis, or marital problems, or war, or famine. The whole purpose behind Allah making us to go through such trials is to see who's going to pass the test of Allah. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا Allah is the one who created life and He created death to test us, to see who's going to do the best of deeds. Who's going to react to these tests and these trials? How are you going to deal with it? Will you bear patiently? Will you submit to Allah and the decree of Allah? Or will you object and lose patience? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that He will test us with three different kinds of calamities. And he also tells us how we should deal with these calamities in three different ways. And then He tells us three rewards for those who pass that test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ We will surely test you with something of fear. So the first is fear of your enemies and of hunger, a lack of food, famine, drought. And number three, a loss of something. Allah mentions three things, a loss of wealth, a loss of lives, and a loss of fruits and crops. So these are the three things that Allah tests most of us with. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ Allah mentions three things to do. The first is to be patient when we are tested with such trials. And patience is the worship of the heart. The second, to remember Allah. To remember Allah, keeping your tongue busy with the dhikr of Allah. And here Allah mentions one of those adhkar, when we are tested with a calamity. Allah says, give glad tidings to those who are patient. Those who, when they are afflicted with a calamity, they say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we belong, and to Him we are returning. And the third, a combination of worship of the heart and worship of the tongue, along with worship of the limbs, and that is salah. Whenever you are tested with something, resort to a salah. As Allah mentions before these ayat, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ista'inu bis sabri was salah. Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. O you who believe, seek help. For whatever difficulty you're going through, seek help through two things: patience and salah. Patience and salah. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever something would worry him, whenever he would be worried about something, fearful of something, he would immediately resort to salah. Because he would find comfort and peace and serenity in talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as for patience, one day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he passed by a woman who was sitting over a grave crying. And so he said to her, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ وَصْبِرِي. Fear Allah and be patient. What was her reaction? She said, you have no clue what I'm going through. So the Prophet ﷺ left her. And later on someone came and told her who he was. She didn't know it was the Prophet ﷺ. So she went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and apologized. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her, "Innama as-sabru 'inda as-sadmati al-ula." Patience, true patience, is at the initial shock, at the initial affliction of the calamity. That is when patience is the most beneficial, because not everyone is able to be patient at that time. Later on, everyone's able to bear patiently. But at the initial shock, that is when most people lose patience. And so it is for this reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in these ayat, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, and give glad tidings to those who are patient. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةً, those who when they are afflicted with a calamity, meaning at the time of being afflicted with a calamity, they are the ones who are patient. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whenever anyone is afflicted with a calamity, and then he says these words, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and then he says, Allahumma ajirni fi musibati wa khluf li khayra. O Allah, compensate me for this calamity that has befallen me and replace it with something better. Then Allah will surely compensate for him and will replace for him what he has lost with something far better in exchange. Salama radiallahu anha, she had lost her husband, Abu Salama. And this family was one of the very early Muslim families to accept Islam. And then to migrate, the first migration to Abyssinia. Later on, they came back to Mecca, and then they migrated to Medina after becoming separated. After some time in Medina, her husband passes away. And the Prophet ﷺ told her this. Make this dua to Allah. She wondered who could possibly be better than who I have lost. Who could possibly be better than Abu Salama? But she said, I said it knowing that he is the messenger of Allah and that whatever he says must be true. So she says that she made the dua with yaqeen and with iman. And before you know it, who ends up marrying her? None other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells us the three rewards for those who deal with calamities in the right way. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. They are the ones who will have salawat from their Rabb, meaning Allah will mention them to those who are nearest to Him. Allah raises the rank of these people to the point where He mentions them to the angels that are around Him, raising their status. And for them is the mercy of Allah, tranquility in their hearts, also compensation for their sins, and a multiplication of their rewards and their good deeds. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And they will be guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only will they be guided to the straight path in this dunya, but also in the akhirah, they will be guided to Jannah. And so this is the reward for those who deal with calamities in the way that Allah mentions in these ayats. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Azim. ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه كان غفارا وتوبوا إليه إنه كان توابا. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وإخوانه وخلانه ومن سار على نهجه واقتفى أثره إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله حق التقوى وراقبوه في السر والنجوى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. O you who believe, fear Allah, have the taqwa of Allah, be conscious of Allah, place a barrier between you and the punishment of Allah. And that each and every single one of you look to what He has sent forth for His tomorrow. Let each and every single one of us stop and ask ourselves, what have I prepared for my tomorrow, for my akhirah? And so, my dear brothers and sisters, each and every single one of us is bound to be afflicted by these calamities in this life. Whether it be sooner or later, whether it be by losing a loved one, or being afflicted with a disease, or a sickness, or a disability, or having one of your loved ones to live with a certain disability, or a loss of wealth, being in financial problems, or legal problems, or marital problems. Whatever kind of calamity it is from Allah. And although it is all from Allah, the way the people react is in different ways. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, calamities that befall a person which he cannot ward off, such as the death of a loved one, wealth being stolen, an illness, a sickness, etc., people are in four different states. The first are those who are in the state of impatience, complaining, and being dissatisfied and discontent. The second, the state of the patient, those who understand that this is from Allah, I'm going to be patient, even though it may be bitter. The third, the state of being satisfied and content. Not only are you patient, but you're actually satisfied and content because you know that this is the decree of Allah. It is from Allah, and so I'm satisfied. The fourth, he says, the state of gratitude, where not only are you patient, not only are you satisfied, but on top of that, you're actually grateful to Allah that He has afflicted you in this way, because you know the reward of those who Allah afflicts them with calamities, that it is great. Because as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, those who are afflicted with calamities the most, who are they? Are they those who are the most distant from Allah? Are they the kuffar, the wicked? No. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, they are the prophets and the messengers of Allah. And then the righteous after them. And so the closer you are to Allah, the more Allah is going to test you. And so you bear patiently. You're satisfied with the decree of Allah. And on top of that, you're actually grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having afflicted you with whatever test that He has afflicted you with. Knowing that if I'm patient, then that's all that I'm going to suffer with. I'm not going to have to suffer in the akhirah. And so what we learn from this is that not everyone is the same. Not everyone reacts in the same way. Everyone reacts based on what is in their heart of iman, of yaqeen, of taqwa. And so how can we elevate ourselves to be among those who are patient and satisfied and grateful when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicts us with calamities? The first is by contemplating over these words of Allah. When Allah says, give glad tidings to those who are patient, those who, when they are afflicted with a calamity, they say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Contemplate over these words. We say it, but do we understand what it means? Allah is telling us that we are all from Him. He created us. And so, if we lose a loved one, he was from Allah, and Allah is taking him back. It's as simple as that. Everything is from Allah. You submit to this fact, and everything is going back to Allah. No one is going to remain here forever. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Everything and everyone on earth is going to disappear, and the only one who will remain is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is by having yaqeen, by having certainty that whatever has befallen you, you could not have avoided it. And whatever has missed you, whatever has not befallen you, it would never have befallen you. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, wa'alam anna ma asabak lam yakun liyukhti'ak wa ma akhta'aka lam yakun liyusibak. Know that whatever befalls you, whatever Allah decrees to befall you, it would have been impossible to avoid it. And whatever has missed you, it would never have befallen you. We know this. We believe in it. But do we have certainty in our hearts regarding it? Number three, having certainty and yaqeen that whatever you have lost, whatever Allah has tested you with, Allah will replace that for you with something which is far better. Whether it be in this dunya or whether it be in the akhirah, عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرًا لَكُمْ. Perhaps you may dislike something, but it is better for you. The decrees of Allah, the decrees of Allah that Allah sends down for us, we may look at it from a certain angle as being negative, as being pure suffering, as being pure evil. But we forget that Allah does not do that to His believing servants. And that there is an angle that is hidden from us. There is an angle in that suffering that is hidden from us. And that angle is from the perspective of Allah. Allah decreed it for you for something far greater, for something far better. And there are so many examples of this from the lives of the companions. Take the example. Take the example of Umm al-Haritha radiyallahu anha, when she lost her son in the Battle of Badr. She went searching and she found her son to be among those who were martyred. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to her. And she asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where is he? Where is Haritha? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he is in Jannah. She said, what is Jannah? He said, it is not one Jannah, but many gardens. And he told her that as long as you are patient, then you will meet him over there. The other example is the example of the black woman who came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam complaining of a certain disability that she had. She had epilepsy. And so she would have these fits and seizures, and her hijab would come off. So she came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, please make dua to Allah to cure me. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I could do that. However, I could do something else for you. I could guarantee you something. I could guarantee you that as long as you live with this patiently, with sabr, then I guarantee you Jannah. So here was a woman who had iman and she had yaqeen in her heart for the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If it was any of us, we would have opted for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam making dua for us to cure us, because we don't want to suffer in the dunya. But what did she prefer? She said, in that case, I will prefer Jannah and I will live with it patiently. However, at least make dua to Allah that when I have these seizures, my hijab does not come off. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did that. Fourthly, look around you and you will find that every single person is being afflicted by something. And don't look at those who seem to be far better off than you, but rather look to those who are going through a greater suffering than you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Unzuru ila man huwa asfala minkum wa la tanzuru ila man huwa fawqakum fa innahu ajdaru alla tazdaru ni'mat Allah." He says, "Do not look at those who are above you, who are far well off than you, who aren't going through what you're going through, but rather look to those below you. Look to the less fortunate. If you're going through a certain problem, there are others who are going through more suffering than you." The Prophet ﷺ tells us the reason for that. He says, because this will cause you to not look down on the blessings of Allah upon you. There are certain blessings that you have that others don't have. And so be grateful to Allah that although you are suffering from one thing, you are not suffering from something else. Finally, think about the reward, the great reward for those who are patient and endure the suffering in this dunya. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يقول الله ما لعبدي المؤمن عندي جزاء إذا قبضت حبيبه وصفيه من أهل الدنيا إلا الجنة. There is no greater reward that I will give to my servant, my believing servant, when I take away someone who is beloved to him. There is no greater reward for him than Jannah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, ما مصيبة ما من مصيبة تصيب المسلم إلا كفر الله بها عنه حتى الشوكة يشاكها. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that there is no calamity that befalls a believer, no matter how small it is, even if it is the prick of a thorn, even that much small suffering, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, except that in it is expiation of your sins. And so whatever suffering you're going through, remember that it is from Allah and it is a means of erasing your sins, elevating your status, and that as long as you are patient, then the ultimate reward awaits you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the akhirah. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على نبيكم محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم جل في علاه فقال تعالى قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وارض اللهم عن خلفائه الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم برحمتك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم في فلسطين على اليهود الغاصبين والصهائنة المعتدين. اللهم عليك بالصهائنة المعتدين فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم مزقهم كل ممزق ودمرهم تدميرا والعنهم لعنا كبيرا. اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك. اللهم اشدد وطأتك عليهم. اللهم الطف بإخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في غزة، اللهم كن لهم ناصرا ومؤيدا وظهيرا، اللهم أذهب ما نزل بهم، اللهم تقبل شهداءهم واشف مرضاهم وداوي جرحاهم وأطعم جائعهم وفك أسراهم وانصرهم على القوم الكافرين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا واشف مرضى المسلمين. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.